Splash. Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Get him all coming.
The Splash, brought to you by Presidential Pools, Arizona's number one pool builder. See why at presidentialpools.com.
That day off today for the Cardinals. They'll be back on the practice field tomorrow to begin prep for the Philadelphia Eagles, their Week 5 opponent at State Farm Stadium. The last undefeated team in the NFL, the Eagles are, by the way. Cardinals did designate cornerback Antonio Hamilton, wide receiver Antoine Wesley, and quarterback Colt McCoy for return from injured reserve. That trio can begin practicing, and the Cardinals can activate any or all of them to the 53-man roster at any time during the next 21 days. So, starting to get a little bit healthy, with all due respect to Colt McCoy, two of those guys can actually help.
Yeah.
Ideally, Colt McCoy won't play this year, but Antonio Hamilton, Cliff Kingsbury said it again yesterday, was playing better than anybody at the at that point of camp when he had his accident, and Antoine Wesley adds a different element to that wide receiver room. So
I think Antonio Hamilton's the big story out of those three, but because you don't want Colt McCoy playing, that's number one. So, but it's good.
Well,
that
some
he can.
People do.
Yeah, I don't know who they would be.
Yeah, the lunatic fringe.
Okay.
But
Antonio Hamilton, we'll see if he can shore up this secondary, which is well, wasn't an issue on Sunday. But
no, it wasn't.
Secondaries are never an issue when you're playing awful quarterbacks.
That is true. That's not the case on Sunday. The Cardinals did not have the services of kicker Matt Prater at the end of Sunday's win over Carolina. Cliff Kingsbury said Prater was sore with a hip injury, so reportedly the team brought in four kickers for a workout on Monday. And some great names, too. Rodrigo Blankenship, who was cut earlier this year by the Colts. Matt Amendola, who filled in for the injured Harrison Butker for Kansas City in weeks 2 and 3. Jose Borregales and Jonathan Garlbay. I would expect one of them to be signed to the practice squad, held in reserve to see Prater's health improves during the week. Debo Samuel had a 57-yard touchdown catch. The San Francisco 49ers defense forced two turnovers, including a pick six, sacked Matthew Stafford seven times, and held the Rams to 257 yards and three field goals in a 24-9 win on Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
Seventh straight regular season win for the 49ers over the Rams.
That was a statement game from the 49ers. I think they declared themselves now as the favorites in the NFC West. Everybody is 2-2. A lot to be decided, but I think that game was a statement game. And the Rams and that offense, you think we've got concerns.
Yeah. That
Matthew Stafford hasn't been good. That
their
Rams
longest play from scrimmage was 18 yards, Bic.
Yeah, and that 49er defense, that could be next level elite. I'm telling you, this Fred Warner guy they've got is just massively good.
Yep. According to reports, the Pittsburgh Steelers are handing the starting quarterback position to rookie Kenny Pickett for Week 5. Starter Mitchell Trubisky was benched in Sunday's loss to the Jets. Pickett ran for two touchdowns, but threw three interceptions in his NFL debut. He had a very strange debut. I think he was the first quarterback to ever run for two touchdowns in his first game. He threw 13 passes. None of them hit the ground.
That's funny.
10 of them were complete and three of them were intercepted.
Yeah. It was quite a stat line for him, wasn't it?
It was. Miami Dolphins have already ruled out quarterback Tua Tagovailoa for Sunday's Week 5 game against the Jets. Tagovailoa left Thursday's loss to the Bengals with a concussion, just 5 days removed from him leaving a game against Buffalo after appearing wobbly following a hit. Came back in. The team called it a back injury, but the unaffiliated neurotrauma consultant who saw Tagovailoa was fired following his Cincinnati concussion for making, quote, several mistakes in the evaluation. So the Dolphins not taking any chances. I'm sure they probably feel within behind closed doors, oh, he could play.
He was laughing at MacGruber. What?
That's
how you know he's concussed.
I laugh at MacGruber, too. rookie Tommy Henry allowed just one run on three hits over 6 1/3 innings. D-backs led the Brewers 4-1 heading into the bottom of the ninth. No problem, right?
They win 4-1?
In keeping with a season-long theme, the D-backs bullpen, and this time the defense made it a problem. Hunter Renfro led off the ninth with a home run off Joe Mantiply. Two runs would then score on an error by first baseman Christian Walker, who, by the way, was only the second most popular Christian Walker talked about on social media last night. Did you see all the stuff with Herschel Walker's son?
Oh, yeah.
That tied the game at 4. D-backs would take a 5-4 lead in the 10th, but Brewers got 2 in the 10th, the winning run scoring on Renfro's RBI single. Brewers win it 5-4, second day in a row that the D-backs bullpen has been walked off. And I believe it was D-backs analyst Bob Brenly who on the telecast called the bullpen a season-long dumpster fire. Game two of the series tonight, Zach Gallen making his final start of the year against lefty Eric Lauer. First pitch, 4:40. Pre-game coverage starting at 4 on ESPN, 6:20 a.m. No more possibility of being a spoiler for the D-backs either, because the Phillies beat the Astros 3-0, so they claim the last wild card spot, ending their 11-year playoff drought, and the Brewers are eliminated. So 2 days left, we know all 12 playoff teams.
Yeah,
in the Major
about
Leagues.
That. Like I said, these regular seasons ending midweek, they're tough for me to conceptualize.
It is
really
weird.
Are. It's bizarre.
Yeah. Aaron Judge still stuck on 61 home runs. The Yankee slugger went 1-for-4 with a single, but the Yankees did beat Texas 3-1. Just 2 games left to break the American League record for most home runs in a season.
This is funny. At one point in time, I thought Aaron Judge was going to finish with about 67, 68, and Albert Pujols was going to struggle to get to 700, and just the exact opposite has happened.
Yeah, Pujols might just come back next year for 800.
He's got like 14 home runs since the middle of August.
He's one of the hottest hitters in all of baseball in the second half of the season. Hall of Famer Tony La Russa stepped down as manager of the Chicago White Sox because of health concerns that have kept him away from managing the team. Since August 30th, he is 78 years old today. Guided the White Sox to a 173-149 record over most of two seasons. Coyotes still looking for their first preseason win. They're in Vegas tonight to skate against the Golden Knights in a game that gets underway at 7. Their regular season gets underway next Thursday in Pittsburgh against the Penguins. And Phoenix Mercury Center, Brittany Griner, who is serving a 9-year prison sentence for drug possession in Russia, will have her appeal heard on October 25th, according to the Associated Press.
Oh, yeah.
Griner, who's been held since February, was found guilty of smuggling and possession charges on August 4th. That's kind of the, I could tell in the tone of your voice, wow, she's going to have an appeal heard in Russia. That should go well, right? Isn't that kind of the pervasive thinking?
Yes, that is the pervasive thinking.
It's just all cosmetics?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whole thing stinks. There you go. There's your splash for a Tuesday, October 4th.